My name is Jordan. I am 14 years old. Today is Thanksgiving, and I'm speaking with June Morion's name, who is my grandmother. We're recording this interview in Chicago, Illinois. Mm-hmm. To start, please share your name, age, and where we're recording today.
My name is June Yvonne Morion. I'm 81 years old, and we're recording at 9140 South Oglesby Avenue.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. Where and when were you born?
I was born in Barbados, West Indies, in 1938, and lived there until I was 19 years old with my parents. And then I left for the British Isles to do nursing and midwifery. And after being there for 5 years, then I went to Canada, and there I met my husband, and that's how I happened to be in Chicago.
So what happened in Canada? How did you like it there?
Oh, I loved it. I was working in the nursery in the Toronto East General Hospital. And I worked there for a year, and then I left to come to Chicago to get married. And I've been here ever since then.
So while you're in Chicago, did you still work in a nursery?
No. At first I did private duty, and then I worked in hospital at University of Chicago Hospital in oncology.
What is private?
22 and a half years.
Oh, yeah. What is private duty?
When you have one patient, you look after one patient.
Okay.
That's when the children were small and didn't have much time.
Tell me about an obstacle in your life and how you overcame it.
Oh, wow, I have to think for that one. You can stop the recording for this note, but I have to think. I was unsuccessful in my first nursing exam, but then I left that hospital and went to Scotland, and I worked for a year in a home for orthopedic patients, and then I took the exam there and was, you know, got into nursing school. So that was an obstacle which I think I overcame in my life.
How did you like Scotland, was it?
Yeah, I loved it. The Scots are very friendly people.
Do you think you would have stayed there if you had the chance?
No, I was there for about 5 years, and then I wanted to see some other part of the world.
I see. Yeah. Tell me about a time where you stood up for what you something you believed in.
Pause it again, because I have to think about that.
Okay.
I'm still thinking.
Oh, okay. What barriers do you see in our world that needs to be broken?
Barriers? Race?
Like, what about it? What, like, needs to be broken about it?
You know, more congeniality between the races.
Okay, anything else?
I can't think of anything else just so.
Alright. We'll come back to that one as well. For your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom that you'd want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
Always listen to your seniors, because they've lived longer than you have. So they should have quite a lot of experience to give to you.
Okay. So could you give me a description of, like, everyday life when you lived in Barbados with your siblings?
Everyday life. Well, I went to a convent school. First I lived with my aunt and uncle. I was a little girl because they didn't have any children. That was a great time. And they lived on a plantation, and it was just my cousin and myself. They couldn't have children, so we were their children. And then my mother decided she wanted me at home, and I was 12 years old, so I came back to live with my real family. And I went to the convent school, and I met a lot of nice people there. And I always knew I wanted to be a nurse. So when I was 19, I was allowed to go abroad to study nursing.
Nice. What was your mother like?
Strict. Much stricter than her. And I was the oldest girl, so they sort of practiced on me.
I see. What were you saying before this? It was how your mother was strict.
Yeah, my mother's very strict. Yes. She really disciplined us, but it was really good because, you know, we were good children. We had to be in bed at 9 o'clock at night. Imagine I was 19 years old and I still had to be in bed at 9 o'clock at night. And if they were going to a party, they would take me to the party. Of course, this is a long time ago. They would take me to the party with them. Other than that, I never got to go to parties by myself.
Got you.
Yeah.
So then, would you say you had a pretty good relationship with your siblings?
Oh,
how many
yes.
siblings did you have again?
There were actually 13 of us.
13?
Yeah, well, there were 14, but one died just shortly after birth.
Oh.
So we always said there were 13 of us.
I see.
Yeah.
What are your siblings' names?
Lee, that's my oldest brother. He's gone. Oliver, he's gone. And there's Lee. And Winston, David, Richard, Harry, Mary, Sandra, Jan. Oh, I forgot Gordon and Susan.
So it's a pretty even number of you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was your grandmother like?
Oh, my grandmother passed away a long time ago. The memory I have of her is I was living at Castle Grant with Uncle Prince and Aunt Helen. I'd walk from school, it was a small school, to the home, and she was living like halfway in between. So I used to stop and see her. She was sick at that time, just lying in bed.
I see.
So I just remember her, and I remember the day she died going to the funeral, and that was it.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any stories about fun times you had with your brothers and sisters?
I remember my mother used to take us and she'd make a picnic basket with cake and so on, and you know, a lemonade, and then she used to take us up to this place called Hackington's Cliff that you could look and see the sea, the ocean. That was our entertainment, and then we used to be running around among the trees and so on, and my parents would sit there. I could just see them hit my father's arm around my mother's shoulder and looking out at the sea.
It's very cute.
Mm-hmm.
Which also, I just realized that I haven't asked about your father yet.
Yeah, my father worked in a plantation, a sugar plantation.
Okay.
Yeah, I have his temperament actually. He was a very laid back person.
You are a very laid back person, yes.
Yeah. And he went to work and then home, and then his main pleasure was going to the horse racing, because they have horse racing in Barbados twice a year, I think.
Oh, nice.
So that was my entertainment when I was going up to horse racing.
Oh.
Yeah.
So do you know how to ride horses?
Well, I've ridden horses, but this was like you go to the horse races here, where is it, Arlington?
I think so, yes.
And then you have jockeys and so on riding horses. That's what I mean.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So to go back to the time you stood up for something you believed in.
That's a difficult one because I can't think of one.
Okay. So then I'll ask you this. Do you prefer Chicago or Barbados?
Well, Chicago's grown on me.
Chicago's grown on you?
Yeah, you know, I've lived here such a long time. That's what, we've been married for what, 53 years?
Oh.
Yeah, so Chicago's grown on me. But I do like Barbados for a little while.
Yeah.
I love where the house is there because it's right next to the ocean, and then the ocean is blue and it's pretty and so on.
I do love that house.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for your time, Granny.
Oh, you're welcome.